93.5 Triple M. It is the newest way to wake up with Jody and Matho, and joined by movie guru extraordinaire Shano Bassett. Good morning, Shano. How are you?
Good, thanks, Matho, and good morning, Jody.
Good morning.
It is family-friendly time. School holidays are upon us, and at Reading Cinemas, mate, we've got some absolute belters.
Yeah, we have, actually. There's a really good roundup of alternate stuff for all age groups at the holidays, for the holidays this time around. And I've got to say, number one is definitely the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Mayhem film. It was released a couple of weeks ago when I first reviewed it, but still going strong. Paw Patrol is now screening as well. So if you have toddlers that love those little creatures, the dogs, they're on the big screen. And the movie only goes for like 70 minutes. So, you know, the kids aren't going to get bored. Perfect.
We used to love taking a look at Paw Patrol.
My Big Fat Great Wedding 3 rolls on, and Blue Beetle, which I didn't really like much. It seems to be popular, though, I've got to say.
He didn't like it.
Superhero film.
So people seem to be going to it.
I think so.
Yeah,
it's done well at the box office, and I just think I've got superhero fatigue, but because it's more directed for kids rather than adults, I think it's still doing quite well, and it is an entertaining film, plenty of good special effects.
You know who I love is Liam Neeson, Retribution. What's that about?
So do I. He's pretty reliable. However, unfortunately, we thought it was all over for him because he announced not that long ago that he was going to stop doing action movies and concentrate on like drama and comedy. But he pumps out these action movies still, including this one, Retribution. And it's astonishingly good. I was excited when I was watching this. It's really intense. He plays this banker who's dropping his kids off to school, just a normal school run in the morning. But he gets a phone call and he's told not to drop them off. And then he's given all these instructions. It just builds and builds and builds. So, yeah, solid movie, Retribution, if you get a chance to watch it. Also starring Matthew Modine.
Yeah, I think I might.
Yes. I'm not into action movies too much, but something that does tickle my fancy on Apple TV Plus is The Supermodels.
Yeah, I loved this series because I grew up watching these four supermodels. Linda Evangelista.
Yes, their careers we were interested in.
Yeah, well... They're business women, Matho. You know,
that's
they're
right.
Interesting.
Yeah,
they're
fashion.
Business leaders and fashion and
it's
whatnot.
Hard.
And Cindy Crawford, Naomi Campbell, they did movies as well. So, you know, that was pretty cool to see them on the big screen and acting.
Yeah.
I like they go behind the scenes of how they became famous and how this was before the internet. So they just became these fashion models from magazines and runways to just huge phenomenons. But then it shows you a bit of the aftermath that I didn't know about, some things that went wrong and just their personal stories. So, yeah, I highly recommend this. The Supermodels, it's a behind-the-scenes look at these four. They changed the way fashion was. So, yeah, check it out on Apple TV+.
As someone of the vintage, I can tell you that it's very interesting to go behind the scenes of what was happening then because there was no internet.
No.
TMZ wasn't around. So you didn't know. And there was lots of controversy and whatnot. So that'll be pretty good. Thank you so much for joining us today, Shane. Very appreciated, as always. Fantastic info. And we'll be looking forward to catching those flicks.
Thanks, Matthew, and have a great day, everyone.